Concho on 720 WGN. Coming up on the program, Orion Samuelson's going to join us there. Tyson Foods announced and what they're concerned about, an interruption in the supply chain for food, especially with all of these processing plants, meat processing plants specifically, being closed down because of the proximity the workers have to be in to get the job done. And now the president has announced that he's ordering everything to be back open again. And Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy is joining us right now. And I know we were going to talk about the antibody testing, but I do want to get your thoughts on that very quickly. The president did order these plants to be open to keep the food supply chain moving. But there are other issues on the other side before they even get to the processing plants. And then once they are done with the processing plants, once the whatever the proteins are that are being processed, they're having trouble as well in terms of what their destination is. This seems to me to be a bit of a sort of a multi-car accident happening. What are
exactly
your thoughts?
I think you described it aptly, and I don't get it. And I also, you may have mentioned it before, but it's not even clear that the workers are going to come back in that situation. I think at least one of the companies reported to the president that they're not sure workers are going to return, and you know, despite his orders. So I'm not really sure where this is going.
Right, because there's a union that represents some of these workers that it's an unsafe work condition, and then that would have to go to the courts, and that would potentially, you know, whose liability does that fall under? And apparently in the meat processing plants, the distance between the workers and the physical contact that workers have with each other is pretty pretty substantial. So that is one of the problems. Then you begin to wonder about how that impacts the grander economy around it. Because even if they were processing at the same level that they were processing at before COVID-19, before this pandemic, there is less demand because restaurants are closed and other, you know, it's not just going to grocery stores, schools,
correct,
other places that don't have people actually there. So there's been a shift.
It just doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand the thought process here, and I do wish, you know, changing subjects slightly, that I wish that he would invoke his authority to, you know, mass produce PPE, ventilators, and other things vitally needed to battle the pandemic right now.
Well, I think there's people in the population now, depending on what news or social media that you are consuming, that believe that this thing is coming to an end and we should just open back up and don't worry about those things, because the president has on many occasions say that, you know, they've got too many ventilators now. Is that true?
That's not what I'm hearing. I think that on the one hand, there are ventilators in certain places, but on the other hand, in others, they don't have access to low-cost ventilators in the numbers they need them, so that, you know, basically they're rationing ventilators. They have, you know, multiple people who are hooked to one ventilator and so forth. So, we started an investigation of a company in Pennsylvania that, you know, basically had contracted to provide low-cost ventilators to the government, and the ventilators were based on taxpayer-funded research and development. Well, later on, they decided to sell high-cost ventilators based on the same technology overseas instead of to the U.S. government, who needs it during a pandemic. And that is the case where I wish the president would invoke his authority to instruct the speeding up of the delivery of those low-cost ventilators and making good on that contract.
How many people do you think, because Congressman, you sit on a committee that an oversight committee, right, that looks at people's behavior, government's behavior, the business's behavior. That's basically what oversight's all about. I, my guess is that we're going to find at the end of this a lot of people who tried to profiteer.
Yes. I think that, you know,
I mean, I agree with you on that. Yes, I agree. But do you think, is there going to be enough resource to be able to go after those people, or are you fearful they'll get away with it?
I'm concerned that they're going to get away with it because, you know, the FDA and certain other authorities in the government, including the White House, haven't made it a priority for them to go after the profiteers and the scam artists. I don't know if you were going to get into the antibody testing, but that's a perfect area where, you know, the FDA has allowed hundreds of unregulated fraudulent tests to basically proliferate. And, you know, that's an area where scam artists and shysters are going to take advantage of vulnerable Americans. And that's a place where the FDA should step in.
All right, so let's talk about that. What, there is so much talk about antibody testing being so critically important for dealing with this reopening of the economy. We need to know who may have had it, even though we're not 100% sure that having the antibodies will protect you in the future. Let's just assume for the moment that this is acting like a virus. It's some piece of data that we could possibly use. So these tests that people are talking about, because I know people who have taken the tests who are absolutely convinced that they had it, and they're coming back negative. It depends on where you're getting the test. How do you know if you're getting a good antibody test versus a bad antibody test?
That's a great question. There are about eight antibody tests that have been authorized by the FDA. They're on the website, and those are the only ones that I think anybody should ever take at this point, ones that are authorized and validated by the FDA. The problem is the FDA created a separate route for hundreds of tests that don't have to be authorized by the FDA or validated by them to also be sold on the market. And the big problem there, Ro, is that a lot of them have high false positives. In other words, if you took one of those tests that had a high false positive and you got a false positive back as your result, you may think that you have the presence of COVID-19 antibodies when you actually do not. And therefore, you may think that you're immune when you actually are not. And therefore, if you went out and started relaxing your social distancing and started interacting with people, you could get sick. And also, you could get your friends, family, and loved ones sick as well. Yeah. So the results of faulty tests could be dangerous life decisions. And so this is one where I wrote the FDA yesterday asking them to rescind their anything-goes policy with regard to these tests and saying that, look, you should only allow tests that have been validated by you to be sold in the marketplace, and to clear the market of all the junk that's out there, and to finally put out standards that allow consumers to know exactly what to do with the test results when they get them, because the science is still a little bit unsettled about what type of immunity the presence of COVID-19 antibodies confer and for how long, and what that means in terms of your daily activities.
How did it happen in the first place?
So what happened was the Trump administration kind of bungled the introduction of the coronavirus molecular test. If you remember back in February, the CDC put out a faulty test, then manufactured and sent out faulty tests, and they delayed the introduction of a proper test that could detect the presence of a coronavirus infection, okay? That led to an exponential rise in cases and deaths in February, which should not have happened. So they swung the pendulum the other direction and decided, well, we're just going to get the government out of the way. And in a move to deregulate, they basically said, we're going to let anybody do anything on antibody testing. And so that's why we are where we are right now.
Well, they did that because they realized they needed to get the tests out quickly, so they were just relying on people doing the right thing as opposed to maybe shirking on the science or even the complete thing.
Exactly. So you said it correctly, which is that they actually have something called a self-validation compliance regimen. It's basically they're saying to makers who are not authorized by the FDA to, you know, basically on the honor system pledge that you actually have validated your data and you're not making false claims about your products. You know, that's like me, you know, asking my kids to self-validate their chores being done. It's not going to happen. And, you know, I think that having some kind of voluntary compliance regimen is completely unacceptable because there's no incentive for junk test makers to come forward with their data. They're just going to go out there and sell their junk, and people are going to get sick.
Yeah. All right, Congressman, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
We're still in the middle of it. Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy from the Northwest, Western Northwest Suburbs here.